Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, we are looking ahead to the new year.
What D. James Kennedy Ministries is doing under your leadership, and certainly in the esteemed tradition of Dr. D. James Kennedy himself, is taking the truth of the Word of God, the Christian worldview, and we are proclaiming it for all to hear and understand.
There is a critical need in this culture at this time for the bold proclamation of the gospel.
The ministry of James Kennedy has deeply touched my life and the life of my family.
Take a look forward to what 2019 holds for Christians on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Well, there are only hours left in 2018, and as we approach 2019, I want to ask you for your help. This has been an extremely busy and fruitful year for D. James Kennedy Ministries, and we want next year to be even more so. We made the biggest expansion in our broadcast ministry in decades by taking on the very expensive step of the Lifetime Channel. We trained our first class of leaders through the new D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership in Washington, D.C. And we made your voice heard to get Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, despite an unprecedented smear campaign from the left. We also produced powerful programs on judicial tyranny, the gatekeepers in digital media, and our culture's pervasive gender confusion, among many others. And we have even bigger plans for 2019, including launching the new D. James Kennedy School of the Bible. Will you stand with us to finish this year in the black and help us be ready to move forward into the new year, which will be a turning point one way or the other in our nation? Some generous friends of this ministry have established a $375,000 Proclaim the Gospel Matching Challenge Fund, and there are only hours left for you to match that challenge before midnight on December 31st. So please, contact us right away to match them with a generous tax-deductible donation, which will essentially double your impact at this crucial time. As our thanks, we will send you the brand new book, A New Birth of Freedom, by Dr. Jerry Newcomb. In this book, Jerry deals with the current culture war in America and underscores our great need for national transformation. To donate, simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. In today's program, we will show you the impact of D. James Kennedy Ministries and let you inside some of our plans for the new year. Attorney David Gibbs III is president and general counsel of the National Center for Life and Liberty, which protects the rights of churches and Christian organizations nationwide. We are also honored to have him as a member of our board of directors at D. James Kennedy Ministries. David, thanks for being here today.
My honor to be with you, Doctor.
It's great to have you. You are someone who believes in Christian cultural engagement, and you happen to do it through the field of law. Many people may not be aware that we took the leap and decided to file suit against the Southern Poverty Law Center. We wouldn't have done that without your help and your counsel and your advice It was a big step, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And for folks that may not be familiar with the case, what happened is Southern Poverty Law Center said that D. James Kennedy Ministries is a hate group because they believe the Bible and because they believe that marriage should be between a man and a woman and homosexuality is a sin. Now, that's obviously defamatory. That's not true. It's a lie intended to destroy this organization. Interestingly, then, Amazon takes what Southern Poverty Law Center determines by whatever standard they use and denies services and privileges to the ministry. And so we felt that in this culture where the baker is being sued in Colorado and where the florist is being sued in Washington and all these other cases where Christians are being told you have to provide services to people you disagree with, that Southern Poverty Law Center shouldn't be able to defame us and lie about us, and Amazon should have to provide services to D. James Kennedy Ministries like they do every other organization. And we asked them, please remove us from the list. They wouldn't do it. We asked Amazon, please treat us fairly. They wouldn't do it. And so this ministry had only one choice, which was to go to court and see if the court would upheld our rights to be treated fairly under the law. What D. James Kennedy Ministries is doing under your leadership and certainly in the esteemed tradition of Dr. D. James Kennedy himself is taking the truth of the Word of God, the Christian worldview, and we are proclaiming it for all to hear and understand so the lost can come to know Christ, so the Christians can be educated, edified, and encouraged, and to boldly declare. I love the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 29. It says the early church prayed, we behold the threatenings that are all around us, but they asked the Lord, give us boldness to declare the truth of your word. And I'll never forget Dr. Kennedy. He said, you know, if you just reach one soul for Christ a year, disciple them well enough to reach one soul for Christ a year, and then go do it again, we could reach our world for Christ in under 40 years. And as you look at the simplicity of Christians just sharing their faith and reaching one person at a time, it's time for God's people to come out of the closet and to be encouraged and empowered. That's what D. James Kennedy Ministries is all about.
Talk to me a little bit about the importance of the people, the partners and supporters in D. James Kennedy Ministries that have helped us take this case thus far. And really, being realistic about it, it's going to be a long and expensive fight, isn't it?
Absolutely. And folks need to understand, litigation is just inherently expensive. I mean, forgetting the dynamic of just going to court and the travel and other things that are involved, but just a court reporter sitting there for a day, and all of a sudden you get a $2,000 bill, and the filing fees, and then the other events. And I mean, quickly, litigation can be into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that's not even calculating attorney's fees or other things. And so you never go into litigation not expecting it to cost significantly. And so for D. James Kennedy Ministries, it was a step of faith. The decision was, we don't have these funds as an organization, but we know this is right. And we believe that we serve a God that if we step forward in faith, that He will touch the heart of those. And this ministry has been blessed with supporters that there's times you wonder, but the Lord just always seems to, at the right moment, send the touch the heart of a donor or an estate may come in or someone that loved this ministry. And so the folks that have stood for this case, I would encourage you to continue to pray fervently. If you can help support, we would be very grateful. D. James Kennedy Ministries is very careful with every donated dollar, but this is going to be a very expensive and a long fight, but it's one that's important, not just for this organization, but for every Bible-believing person. We could find a day where all of a sudden the Silicon Valley says, well, wait a minute, you go to that church, you're not allowed on our sites. Oh, you believe that, or you want to post a Bible verse? Nope, that's not allowed. And somebody says, oh, I can't imagine that level of censorship, that they would just ban the Bible and the Christian message. That's exactly what they're doing. And if we don't prevail in this case, there'll be nothing to stop them from imposing their viewpoint, their perspective on the nation and the people of this country. The Christians and churches will have no recourse whatsoever.
Well, David, I want to thank you for your leadership in this arena and also for your service on our board. It gives us great confidence and courage to know you're standing with us with your vast experience in the courtroom. And we are looking for God to do great things. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my honor, and I certainly appreciate you and your leadership and look forward to many great days of service together.
Amen. We indeed have big plans for the upcoming year, because it's never been more important to stand for truth and defend your freedom. And we do that because the entrance of Jesus Christ into the world made all the difference. I'm joined now by my very good friend, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. Jennifer, your dad based his entire ministry on the power and the person and the impact of Jesus Christ, didn't he?
He sure did. And he knew that Jesus Christ was our greatest hope, and he wanted to spread that message. We do what we do as a ministry because Christ coming into the world transformed the world in ways that we are still experiencing today. My dad once wrote a book called, What If Jesus Had Never Been Born? Because he wanted people to see Christ's impact on the world and how different it would be if Jesus had not come. Christ extends his power and influence into every sphere of life, and he often does that through us Christians. Because Christ is Lord, we have a mandate to go out and apply the gospel now to every area of life. As my father, Dr. D. James Kennedy, shares in this portion of this encouraging message, to change the world.
Today we are gathered together to celebrate the birthday of the greatest person that ever lived on this planet. Now, some people have made transformational changes in one or another part of human learning or life, and their names are enshrined in the history of this world. But one man has changed virtually everything, and most people don't even know it. That's why he is the greatest man that ever lived. His name, of course, was Jesus. We call him the Christ. And there is virtually nothing that he hasn't changed. To wit, he was a baby. And in that, infancy was transformed. One of the most ghastly ills, sins of the ancient pagan world was abortion and infanticide. With the touch of Christ, those two great evils virtually disappeared in the pagan world because of Christ, and only have been brought back again with the neo-pagan view of life, which we called humanism. And so now, as usual, horrible ills of the pagan world are now called virtues and must be supported by right-thinking Americans if they ever want to be a justice on the Supreme Court. But in our hearts, we know what is right and what is not right. Another thing that he touched was time. The ever-living one became a creature of time. He lifted up the river of ages and turned it out of its course. He knocked on the door of the centuries, and all has been different since then. And today, we count time based upon his birth, as B.C., before Christ, and A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, and yet, tragically, many Americans don't even know what that means today. It's no wonder they celebrate Santa Claus more than Christ. He touched blind eyes and deaf ears and withered legs and arms, and hospitals sprang up into existence all around the world when Christ came. He touched the leper, whom no man would come near. He touched the flesh and healed it, and leprosariums began to spring up around the world because he had made all things new. He gathered little children unto him and took them into his arms, and orphanages sprang up in nations around the world. Of course, the most important new thing that he makes is a new you, a new me, new people. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Has he made you new? Won't you ask him to come in, change your life, transform your heart, cause you to love him, to adore him, and to discover that you have found your Creator and your God.
The influence of Jesus Christ changed the world and continues to change hearts and cultures. Dr. Kennedy's Christmas message inspires us to face the new year with greater conviction and courage to do everything in our power to proclaim the gospel and advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ. One of the hallmarks of this ministry is helping Christians see how radically Jesus and the Bible affects every aspect of our lives. Here's Dr. Jerry Newcomb with a closer look.
D. James Kennedy had a grasp on what was happening in America, his finger on the pulse, unlike almost any pastor in America. He is the model for how to declare biblical truth to a contemporary culture, make it apply nationally.
And I'm so thankful for Dr. Kennedy for really the model he set and that so many pastors are now following, and we just need more and more of them.
Through the years, the broadcast ministry of D. James Kennedy has led viewers to Christ, helped them grow in their faith, equipped them with a Christian worldview, and informed them on cultural issues so they can put their faith in action.
The ministry of James Kennedy has deeply touched my life and the life of my family.
In 2018, with the faithful support of partners just like you, we have been able to exponentially expand our television reach by airing on the Lifetime channel. This expansion puts us on basic cable and satellite TV, making this program accessible to tens of millions of more people each week.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Also in 2018, we were able to launch our inaugural class of the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership in Washington, D.C.
It has helped form and shape my worldview. It has helped form and shape my understanding of the Constitution, of what our republic stands for, and the responsibility that we have as elected officials.
In 2019, through your help, we plan to teach more such classes, seeking to train a new generation of Christian statesmen to help change the direction of this country.
We believe right now that our nation is in a real crisis. It's our prayer that through this training program, he's going to raise up a new generation of Christian statesmen who can help return this nation to its historic Judeo-Christian roots.
This past year, we have pressed forward on our federal lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center and Amazon for their discrimination against Christians. And we've continued to expose the SPLC's agenda to redefine traditional Christian beliefs as hate speech.
Southern Poverty Law Center is reckless in labeling groups as hate groups or labeling individuals as hate mongers, and they do both. They have no authority to do so.
Through a groundbreaking documentary expose, we sounded the alarm on censorship against Christians and conservatives online. That is through high-tech giants like Facebook, Google, Twitter, and YouTube.
If somebody doesn't call them out on it, the internet will no longer be a place for all views.
In 2018, through your help, we were able to deliver thousands of petitions to the United States Senate calling upon them to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. By the grace of God and your generous gifts, in 2019, we will make more hard-hitting programs addressing such issues as the creeping acceptance of socialism in our society, especially among the young, and presenting a biblical alternative.
Right now, 75% of students in college support socialism, think it's the best form of government. Now, there's nothing historically you can point to. There's nothing statistically you can point to, but that's what they've been taught.
With your help, we'll continue to use the many platforms available to us to proclaim the whole counsel of God.
One of the reasons that D. James Kennedy was my hero, in a very small group of folks that my wife and I consider heroes of the culture war and of biblical inerrancy, is that he knew how to preach the word, but also compare the word to the world and apply it. And he had advocated that Christians not be silent, that Christians be able to apply Scripture to the current issues of the day and speak out.
In 2019, we also plan to launch an exciting new initiative, the D. James Kennedy School of the Bible. This will be an online educational ministry designed to equip church and ministry leaders, thus utilizing the timely and timeless teaching of Dr. Kennedy for the next generation.
It's one of the most influential voices that I ever encountered. Even as a child, I remember hearing Dr. Kennedy and his preaching and his integration of our faith in Christ, our citizenship in the kingdom, and our citizenship as Americans.
As you have just seen, D. James Kennedy Ministries is doing vital work, and we believe the Lord has great plans for us in 2019. And I would like to invite you to join us in the work of proclaiming the gospel, standing for truth and defending your freedom, and bringing the Bible to bear on every aspect of life. There are only hours remaining in 2018, and we need your help to finish the year on a solid financial footing, ready to take on the challenges of 2019. Our voice has never been more needed. And some generous friends of this ministry have established the $375,000 Proclaim the Gospel Matching Challenge Fund to help us finish this year in the black. If you give right now, your impact will be essentially doubled as you match their challenge. But you need to act quickly, because the deadline to make your tax-deductible contribution comes at midnight on December 31st. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or you can go online to djkm.org. As our thanks for your generous donation, we will send you the just-printed book, A New Birth of Freedom, by our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb. In this book, Jerry takes a compelling look at the current American spiritual landscape through the lens of history's lessons and warnings and our nation's great heritage. And it clearly lays forth the need for national revival. This brand new book, A New Birth of Freedom by Dr. Jerry Newcomb, is available exclusively through this ministry. And we will send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation as we close out 2018. And don't forget, the impact of your tax-deductible donation will be magnified through our Proclaim the Gospel Matching Challenge Fund, established by generous friends of this ministry. But we need to hear from you before midnight on December 31st. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or you can go online to djkm.org. Christians who speak out on controversial issues often face criticism. Sometimes people would ask Dr. Kennedy, "Why do you always preach on politics?" Well, he didn't always speak on politics, but he did strive to share what the Apostle Paul called the whole counsel of God. The Word of God addresses all of life, not just our spiritual lives. One of the most remarkable phenomena in the American War for Independence was that all the ministers, particularly of New England, preached liberty from the pulpit. One of the earliest such pastors was the Reverend Jonathan Mayhew of Boston, who died in 1766 before the conflict grew in intensity. This is what he said to those who criticized him for preaching on so-called political issues. He said, "I beg it may be remembered that all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why then should not those parts of the Scripture which relate to civil government be examined and explained from the pulpit as well as others? Indeed, only in recent years have most Americans succumbed to this notion of a compartmentalized life, where the secular and the sacred are somehow separate. Naturally, secularism has been the chief proponent of this fallacious idea, teaching Christians that our Christianity only belongs at home or within the four walls of a church building. But nothing could be further from the truth. As the great Christian theologian and statesman Abraham Kuyper once said, there is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine, it's all mine.'" In 2019, with your help, D. James Kennedy Ministries will continue our work of proclaiming biblical truth for every area of life, no matter how controversial it may be, and no matter how many ridiculous so-called hate maps it lands us on. We owe it to our children and grandchildren to speak the truth on the things of God to a culture that seems to be rushing headlong away from Him. Jesus said it, only the truth can set us free. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Have a great and enjoyable new year. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Right now, 75% of students in college support socialism, think it's the best form of government.
There is no doubt that our nation today, as a nation, is adrift. We are like a ship without a rudder, a compass, or even a goal.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.